books to the book of Judges. Amen. If you can see that the other four speakers, we've all spoke about men that have received grace. Men that have received grace in God's word. And when we're all given the task and the challenge to do it, we're also given the privilege of picking your own character. And you know what? The character that I picked, I wanted to turn to Judges 13:1. Just as I'm praying, Father, just thank you for the opportunity. Bless your word. Let it be anointed. Let every heart be open to what you want to speak. I give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And just before I speak, I thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank God for Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky and the leadership and for the opportunity. And also I thank my beautiful wife and my kids. I just give God all glory for everything that's happened in my life. The character that I want to speak about today is Samson. How many have heard the story of Samson? We've maybe saw the DVD, we've maybe heard it preached. We see it on the God Channel, children's stories about the story of Samson. And in Judges 13, reading from verse 1, the Bible says, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. See, Samson's life as a child, he was set apart for God. When he was in his mother's womb, his mother was barren, and the angel of the Lord came and said, you're going to give birth to a son, and he's to be set apart for the Lord. See, Samson grew up as a child set apart for God and the deliverer for the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines. When we start to read the story, we see straight away the trap of the enemy, Delilah. We see the enemy's trap in Samson's life and the enemy's plan to destroy. Reading the story, you maybe think, what a muppet. He messed up. I'll never do that. I'll never fall short. I'll never make their mistakes. But let me tell you, even the strongest man and woman of God makes mistakes. Even the strongest man and woman of God that maybe been around for years makes the same mistakes today as Samson made back then. The same mistakes that when we take our eyes off what God has called us to do. When we take our eyes and our focus off God. See, the enemy comes and he looks for moments and places in your life where he can set traps. And we see in Samson's life, Samson was a man of God. He was a man of strength in his hair. But one thing Samson did, he gave up the secret. He sold it. He gave it up for a lady, for a woman, for a Delilah. He messed up. He got sucked in. He told her the secret of his strength. How many times have we gave in to temptation? How many times have we fell short? We've gave something up. We've gave the things of God up for something else. We've sold Jesus for something else. We've gave up the call of God for something else. We've went in a different direction for something else. We've stopped following Christ for something else. The enemy's came and he's seeked and he's killed and he's destroyed and he's looking around. He's roaring around looking for us when we're weak. Like Samson was weak, he liked a girl, he liked women. He wanted to be loved. How many people want to be loved? And in that being wanted to be loved, we do the wrong things and we make the wrong decisions and we make the wrong choices. Like Delilah, when Samson came along, he made the wrong choices. He fell short. But every time the Israelites messed up, God always raised up a deliverer. How many know that for when we messed up, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ? When we messed up for our sin and for our mistakes and for our stuff that happened in our life, God sent his son for us. In our time of need, God's grace will always proceed. In your time of difficulty, in your time of weakness, in your time of falling short, God's grace will always proceed. God's grace is available. It's there for us. See, Samson had messed up with Delilah. What's your Delilah? It doesn't need to be a woman. It doesn't need to be a man. See, a Delilah is something that takes you off the right path. A Delilah that says something that takes you away in the wrong direction. A Delilah could be addiction. A Delilah could be a position. A Delilah could be wanting to be loved and looking for love in the wrong places. See, we've got to understand that the enemy comes and he brings Delilahs. He brings something. You might be walking along on fire for God, doing great, doing brilliant, praying for people getting healed, saving people through your testimony. And you know what? All of a sudden there's a Delilah in your way, there's a temptation in your way, there's something in your way that you have a decision. You either go through it, you either break through it, or you submit to that temptation. And what happens? Samson fell short. And it's like many people in the church today, we've fell short. We've messed up. We've taken our eyes off Jesus. We've taken our eyes off the call of God for our life. We've listened to someone else. We've been enticed. How many know that Samson was enticed? Samson was enticed. God had set him apart like us. God has set us apart. He says that we are a royal priesthood. He set us apart for his honor and for his glory. But the enemy will always come and try and entice you. He'll always come and try and distract you. He'll always come and he'll try and make a trap door that when you're walking along thinking everything's great, then all of a sudden, boom! Your eyes have been off God and you're in the pit of your sin. Your eyes have been taken off God. All it takes is a split second. One wrong decision. That's all it takes. One wrong decision. Samson could have said no. How many times have we woke up and wish we had said no? How many times have we wished that I said no? Why did I do it? Why did I mess up? Why did I fall short? Why did I think she had all the answers? Why did I think he had all the answers? When the one who's got the answers is Jesus Christ. See, Samson was blinded and he was imprisoned. That's a tactic of the enemy right there. He blinds us. Because see, when he blinds us, that means we don't know where we're going. When you're blinded, you could be walking anywhere and you could be walking in the wrong direction. You can be walking over this way, but all of the time your calling God is over that way. But you're blinded because you fall short in temptation. See, he was also put in prison. How many times have you came to church and it feels like you're in a prison? You could be in a prison in your mind. You could be a prison and stuff that's happening in your life, circumstances, stuff that's going on that no one knows about. The enemy's put you in that prison and he's locked the door. But I'm here to tell you right now that Jesus Christ opens doors, that the grace of God opens doors, that the grace of God opens the eyes of the blind. See, because of wrong choices, the enemy had blinded, Samson. That's what the enemy does. He puts us in that place of darkness. But one thing he also does, he humiliates us. He humiliates us. See, we see in James 4:7, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. How many times have we tried to resist the devil, caught up to our neck in sin, trying to throw out a few scriptures, trying to scare him, when all of a sudden he's laughing at us and humiliating us and saying, you ain't got a chance because you ain't submitted to God. He ain't gonna flee until you're submitted to me. See, the problem is we try to resist them with past experiences. We try to resist them with a few scriptures we've learned. We try to resist them. But if you ain't submitted to God, if you ain't 100% repented and submitted to God, then you cannot resist the devil and he will not flee. See, some people today, you maybe need to submit to God. It says in Judges 16:25, while they were in high spirits, he shouted, bring out Samson to entertain us. Bring out Samson to entertain us. So they called Samson out of the prison and he performed for them. How many know that when we're blinded, when we're out the will of God, we just become one of the devil's puppets. We just become one of the devil's puppets. When we take our eyes off God and we start falling short and we mess up and we ain't getting right with God, we just become one of the devil's puppets. And he uses us and he abuses us and he humiliates us. But thank God, God's grace was there for Samson. Can somebody say amen? Thank God that God's grace was just a cry away. Thank God that God's grace is just a prayer away. You maybe have came here today and you fell short in temptation. You may have came here today and you're in a prison. You maybe have came here today and you've messed up. But I'm here to tell you that God's grace is just a cry away. See, God's grace is getting what we don't deserve. Samson didn't deserve it. None of us deserve it. But thank God for his grace and his mercy in his life. Thank God that he's the God of the first chance, that he's the God of the second chance, that he's the God of the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance. Some of you, he's the God of the tenth chance. But let me tell you, he's still the God that we serve. See, there's a God, and it's only a cry away. Samson had fell short. He turned his eyes off God. He was enticed. He was distracted. His focus was on himself and his needs. Sometimes we can get like that. Our focus are on our own needs. Our focus are on our needs and our problems and the stuff that we're going through. And nobody cares. It's all about me. We can have that sometimes. It's like Samson, his focus was on himself. He wanted his needs met. And sometimes we go to the wrong place to get our needs met. Sometimes we go to the wrong people to get our needs met. Sometimes we go to the wrong crowd to get our needs met. When all of a sudden that Jesus Christ says that I am the supplier of all your needs. You don't need to go anywhere else. The grace of God is available here today. If you fell short, the grace of God is available here today. See, in Judges 16 verse 28, then Samson prayed to the Lord. Sovereign Lord, remember me. Remember me. How many times have we prayed that prayer? Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. I know I've messed up. Lord, remember me. Lord, I know I fell short. Lord, but remember me. Lord, I know I've made a few wrong decisions. Lord, but remember me. Lord, I know I've made a wrong few moves. Lord, but remember me. It says, please God, strengthen me just once more. Just once more. And let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. See, Samson had the right mindset. He was not going to let the enemy defeat him. He was not going to let blindness defeat him. He was not going to let being in prison defeat him. He knew that he could cry out. He knew the Father that he served. He knew that there's a God that we serve today, that when you cry out, he will give you the strength to get up and go forward. He will give you the strength to break through. He will give you the strength to keep going and keep going. He will give you the strength even when you think everybody's strength has been drained out you. It's in your weakness that his strength will always come through. See, you might have come to church today and you're weak. When you're in a good place. Because God's strength will always come through. See, when he prayed that prayer, strengthen me, O Lord, and give me one more chance. I don't know about anybody in this church, but I've prayed that prayer. Lord, give me one more chance. Lord, I've messed up. Give me one more chance. Lord, I'm sorry. Give me one more chance. I shouldn't have done that, Lord. Please, give me one more chance. Please, Lord, I've learned my mistake. I won't do that again. Please, God. Please, God. Please, God. And the greatest thing about it, when he cried out, God gave him the victory. See, your victory is one cry away. No matter what you're facing right now, no matter the battle you're in right now, no matter the obstacles that are in front of you right now, no matter what the doctors are saying to you right now, no matter what the world is saying to you right now, even no matter what your family is saying to you right now, your victory is one cry away. Your victory is one cry away. The God is great. The grace of God is available for him. And when I was looking at this and I was going over it, I came across this little thing. It says, the New Testament doesn't list Samson's failures, nor his incredible acts of strength. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it names him in the hall of faith. See, among those who through faith conquered kingdoms, administrated justice, and gained what was promised, whose weaknesses was turned to strength. This proves that God can use people of faith, no matter how imperfect they are, no matter how much you've messed up, no matter how much you've fell short, no matter how much the enemy's been lying to you. You might be in prison, you might be in a trial, you might be in a storm, you might be in a fight in a battle right now, but Jesus Christ is in the boat with you. The grace of God is available right now. You just need to cry out. You just need to ask him. And when we think, why did Samson mess up? Why did Samson mess up? Why did Samson, I ask myself that question, why did Samson mess up? Why do great men and great women of God mess up? Why do pastors well mess up? Why do leaders mess up? Why do congregation mess up? Why do young men mess up? Why do young women mess up? And the answer is simple. Because Samson is just like you and me. When we give ourselves over to sin, in the state, we can easily be deceived because the truth becomes impossible to see. That's what the enemy wants to do to you. He doesn't want you to see the truth. And the truth is that right now, today, the grace of God is available. It doesn't matter the condition you've come into church today, but what matters is the condition that you leave this church today. You can leave here forgiven. You can leave here loved. You can leave here called by God. You can leave here with a city in your heart. You can leave here with the fiery God. But what's most important today is you leave here with something. That you leave here today and you know that the grace of God is available for you today. See, spiritually, Samson had lost sight of his calling from God. He gave up his greatest gift, his amazing physical strength to please the women who had captured his affections. In the end, it cost him his physical sight, his freedom, his dignity, and eventually his life. No doubt, as he sat in prison, eyeless and zapped of strength, Samson felt like a failure. You may be sitting in church this morning thinking you're a failure. As the worship team start to make your way up, you might be sitting in church this morning thinking that, you know what, I've fell too far for God to pick me back up. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. I've fell short. But I'm here to tell you today that the grace of God is here for you. My question to you this morning, church, is do you feel like a complete failure? If you think you've messed up that much that God can't forgive you, but I'm here to tell you he can forgive you and he wants to forgive you because we serve a forgiving God. If your eyes been distracted by lust, is your eyes been distracted by position, is your eyes been distracted by other things? Like Samson, from the early age, he was set apart from God. See, at the end of his life, blinded and humbled, Samson finally realized his utter dependency upon God. Amazing grace. He once was blind, but now he can see. No matter how far you've fallen this morning, no matter how far this week you've fallen away from God, no matter how big you've failed, it's never too late to humble yourself and turn over your dependency unto God. See, God is waiting. He's a loving Father. And right now His arms are open. And He's saying, you know what? I see your mistakes. I see your fall shorts. I see where you're failing short. I see where you've messed up, brother, or you've messed up, sister. I see the wrong decisions you've made. I see the things that you've done there. They're maybe not pleasing to God, but He's a forgiving God, and He's a loving God, and He's a merciful God, and His grace is available today. I want to encourage us this morning as we stand to our feet, that the presence of the Lord is in this place. His presence is in this place. And in His presence, He just wants to love us this morning. Sorry, today. He wants to love us. See, we heard Colin talking about Peter. Have you denied Christ lately? Have you denied Christ for other things? Have you put other things before Christ? We heard Mark. Many have come in and you've lost your swagger. That Christian swagger. You've lost it. You're walking like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're walking around like you know what. That you've messed up that much that God can't help you. But God can help you if you just repent and get right. We heard Brother Roy. Stop flirting with the call of God. That's something that spoke, and I believe it spoke to many hearts in this place, that there's many people in this place right now that you are flirting with the call of God. You are flirting with the call of God. You know that God has called you, that God has given you a mission, that God has given you a mandate for your life, but you're flirting with it. You come in and you say, here I am, Lord, use me. Then when He calls you on the Monday, you put it on the answer machine. When Jesus is ringing, you put it on the answer machine. But Jesus is saying this morning, answer the call of God for your life and stop flirting with God. Jonah, have you run away? Have you run away from your calling? Have you run away from your calling? Or like Samson, has the enemy blinded you and he's imprisoned you? See, today it was special because it was five messages about five different aspects of grace. But one thing I want to say is, you know what, that the grace of God is available for us all in this place today. No matter how far you've fallen, God will always stretch out His hand and lift you back up. No matter how much you're messed up and how much you've fallen short, God will always come and lift you up and embrace you as a father to a son and a father to a daughter. No matter how difficult it's been, no matter how tiring it's been, God's grace is available and it's for us today. And as the worship team get ready to worship, if God has spoken to your heart today, I want you to respond. I want you to respond. You maybe need to repent. You maybe need to cry out. You maybe need to ask for forgiveness. You maybe just need to come and receive the grace of God in your life. So I encourage us today as the worship team sings.